Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Yesterday, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins joined our elected Washington delegation, the governor, commissioner of agriculture, and first off yesterday sat at a round table with the state's farmers and leaders of the ag associations as work proceeds on the next farm bill. She learned firsthand about North Dakota's leadership in precision agriculture technologies and announced $340.6 million in immediate relief to farmers, ranchers, and small businesses to recover and rebuild from 84 declared disasters across 31 states and territories, $5 million of which will help rebuild electric infrastructure after severe storms and wildfires in the northwest part of the state last fall. The secretary also announced that through September 30th this year, imported products containing more than 65% sugar will face additional tariffs on top of duties already applied. This to support American-grown sugar in the face of rising imports. USDA monitors the amount of sugar to be produced domestically, along with sugar supplied from the more than 40 foreign countries given access to import sugar at or close to duty-free into the U.S. market. The U.S. Sugar Program operates at no cost to the U.S. taxpayer. Farm bankruptcies grew 55% from 2023 to 2024 and are trending even higher in 2025. Farmers continue to struggle with low prices for their ag commodities and the high cost of inputs needed to grow those crops. The Federal Reserve Bank in Chicago says the share of the district's farm loan portfolio assessed as having major or severe repayment problems, 4.3% in the fourth quarter of 2024. That's the highest point since late in 2020. The Kansas City Fed said at the end of March, farm debt grew. Iowa leads all other states with 12 bankruptcies so far this year. Egg production in the U.S. in March, down 7%. That includes about 7.3 billion table eggs, 1.25 billion hatching eggs. The rate of lay per day is about 79%. How wet is the Ohio River Basin? Trent Ford from the Illinois State Water Survey did the math.
A back-of-the-envelope calculation suggests that just the entire Ohio River Basin picked up roughly 56 million acre-feet of water in just 4 days. To put that in perspective, that's about twice the amount of water stored in the entire Colorado River Basin right now. Lake Powell, Lake Mead, all of it.
The Ohio River recently crested at Cincinnati at the highest recorded river level since 1937. Major flooding stretches across the Ohio and Mississippi River basins. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back with a check of the markets.